Welcome everyone to Courtside, a discussion of the post-election litigation brought by Donald Trump. It is day 57 after the election. The litigation count stands at 1 out of 60 cases that Trump has won. Tonight, we have a new winner in the clown show that has become our government. Remember Louis Gohmert? Yes, he's the guy whose principal function in life is to remind us that the man who stared at a solar eclipse without sunglasses is not our nation's dumbest official. Well, he's the guy who filed the bananas action against Vice President Pence that we talked about Monday night. Well, tonight, Gohmert's got competition, and it comes from Stanford College and Yale Law School educated Josh Hawley of Missouri, proving that intelligence and judgment are two entirely separate things. Imagine trading in the great Senator Claire McCaskill for Tucker Carlson's insecure younger brother. Good for you, Missouri. Josh Hawley breathlessly announced today that he was going to make a stand on January 6th and object to the count for Biden. He said there was fraud in Pennsylvania and that the Democrats in the past had objected in similar ways. Again, where to begin with this nonsense? It's a total loser claim. First of all, as you know, 59 different courts across the country have rejected these claims repeatedly and often, and many of these opinions were written by Trump's own nominees to the courts. The FBI has rejected it. Attorney General Bill Barr has rejected it. And Mitch McConnell has rejected it. But Josh Hawley knows better. And why does he know better? Because he says, based on a retweet from President Trump, that too many people voted in Pennsylvania. What's the basis for this? I kid you not. It's one guy who's a Pennsylvania state representative who has a CPA. And because he says he has a CPA, he's an expert in data. That guy took a bunch of incomplete data and tried to make it into a discrepancy. I mean, maybe he's Trump's CPA. That would explain a lot given Trump's tax return problems. But as the Pennsylvania Secretary of State said today, what this is misinformation, that you have to look to the complete data sets, not to partial ones. And more generally, disputes arise in every election about votes. And what the 12th Amendment and the Electoral Count Act, which has been around for more than 100 years, says to states, get your process in place for an election and for resolving disputes. And if you make it by the safe harbor date and certify, which this year was December 8th, then that's it. Well, all of that happened. Trump lost the election in Pennsylvania on November 3rd. He lost the challenges that were made in the local election houses. He lost with the Pennsylvania Secretary of State. He lost with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And he essentially lost at the United States Supreme Court as well, because they're not willing to hear his challenge. And even though that opinion, the challenge was to an opinion written by Judge Stefanos Bibas, who President Trump put on there. So essentially, Donald Trump wants a seventh do-over at this point, after losing the first six. And Hawley wants to give it to him. And Hawley says, well, Democrats have done this before. Nonsense. No president has ever, or presidential candidate, has ever dragged things out like this. And here's what he doesn't tell you about what happened before. When Maxine Waters, a congresswoman from California, tried this in 2016 and tried to object when the votes were being counted, the electoral votes in Congress, it was a guy named Joe Biden who said, shut that down and said, quote, there can be no debate. And the Republicans, back when they used to have a party in principle, literally booed Representative Maxine Waters on the floor, saying that this was anti-democratic. Representative Paul Ryan was essentially laughing at her while sitting behind Biden. So if you want to play by 2016 rules, okay, let's play by 2016 rules. Rules where Joe Biden himself rejected these bogus moves and where Republicans laughed at the person making the challenge. Because that is really the only proper response to Senator Hawley's action tonight. Laughter. He's not a serious person. The 2016 objection never actually even went to the House and Senate because no senator joined it, as Senator Hawley is saying as he will hear. And the last time an objection actually went to both the House and Senate to be resolved was after the 2004 election, when Senator Barbara Boxer joined an objection by a member of the House of Representatives. But there, again, very different. Senator Boxer wasn't trying to overturn the election or anything like that, and John Kerry, of course, said no. But instead, she wanted to focus attention on voter suppression in Ohio. Here, the thing Hawley is objecting to is to laws that prevent voter suppression. It's, as the kids say, bass ackwards. And even if Hawley wants to make his objection on January 6th, where does he think this is going to get him? There's no chance it's going to go anywhere. In order for it to go anywhere, the House of Representatives has to agree. And the House has shown no inclination whatsoever for agreeing to throw out the election results on November 3rd. So this is going to be, in some ways, like impeachment. Remember when it was Republicans who said that Trump was never going to be convicted by the Senate because it required a supermajority vote and the Republicans had a majority in the Senate? Well, now that same claim can be made for Joe Biden. You know, there's no chance that the House is going to invalidate the election. So all this is going to do is blow up in Senator Hawley's face when this challenge is rejected, giving Biden even more of an imprimatur, a victory and another win. You know, I guess by then it'll be 65th win or something like that. This is really nothing more than a cheap fundraising stunt, a publicity stunt done by Senator Hawley. And it's done at the expense of our democracy. In a temporary moment of drama today, Walmart apologized because somehow a tweet went out from Walmart calling Hawley a sore loser. And Hawley immediately, within like seconds, maybe milliseconds, shared a screenshot of the Walmart tweet. And, you know, I guess because, you know, why govern when you could just look at Twitter and screenshot stuff? And so immediately responds saying Walmart, quote, insulted 75 million Americans. Well, just wait until Senator Hawley hears what the 81 million Americans he's trying to disenfranchise say about him. There's one other thing that Senator Hawley's action tonight underscores, and that's a sense of missed opportunities. I mean, the Republican Party has now become fully the party of Donald Trump. He has the entire party in his hands. If he can get Senator Hawley to do this, he can get any of them to do and say anything. Imagine if Donald Trump, for a moment, used that power for good. The power to give stimulus checks to families who need them. The power to actually ensure vaccine delivery, or PPE. The power for true economic reform. The power for a $15 minimum wage. Instead, Donald Trump used his power at every turn to benefit himself and to aggregate more power for himself, just to hold more power. It's not going to work, of course. It's as illusory as Trump's intelligence. And in 21 days, it's going to be over. I'm going to see you on Friday because I'm going to take tomorrow off unless, you know, something bananas happens. Well, I guess something always bananas happens when Trump's around. So when something like mega, huge bananas happens, I'll be here tomorrow. But otherwise, I'll see you on Friday. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for watching.